SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australia joins the United States in its diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Victoria and Queensland record their first cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. And in cricket, Prime Minister Scott Morrison backs Tasmania's bid for the fifth and final men's Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Australian Olympic Committee has welcomed the government's support for the country's athletes to compete at the Beijing Winter Games, despite announcing plans to stage a diplomatic boycott. Australia is following the United States in refusing to send officials to next year's Olympics over the Chinese government's human rights record. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the participation of Australian athletes at the 2022 Games won't be affected by the move. The AOC Chief Executive, Matt Carroll, says the committee is politically neutral.
Our athletes and the team officials, coaches, doctors, myself and the Vice President Ian Chesterman and John Coates will be at the Games, and our athletes will be there to represent the country as they did so proudly in Tokyo. We'll do the same thing again in Beijing. A diplomatic boycott is a matter for government.
Australia's athletes are currently competing at events around the globe, with Olympic selection to be mostly finalised in January. Victoria has recorded its first case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Authorities say genomic testing confirms a traveller who arrived in the state from the Netherlands via Abu Dhabi last Friday has the variant. The health department is also investigating likely Omicron cases detected in the local government areas of Casey and Brimbank. It comes as Victoria reports 1,312 new local COVID-19 infections and a further 5 deaths. Queensland authorities say 2 lineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been identified in the state. Queensland's first 2 Omicron cases were detected in overseas travellers completing hotel quarantine. Genomic sequencing confirms one of those cases is a lineage of the variant never before identified in the world, which will now be referred to as Omicron-like. Health Minister Yvette Dath says scientists from Queensland Health played a vital role in detecting the new lineage.
I want to give a huge thank you to our forensic scientific services, because it is their work, working with the International Committee, that has led to the International Committee now actually reclassifying Omicron into 2 lineages. And we have both of them here in Queensland.
Overseas now, a Malaysian appeals court has upheld former Prime Minister Najib Razak's guilty verdict in a case linked to a corruption scandal at state fund 1MDB. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in prison and fined $50 million last year by a high court after being found guilty of criminal breach of trust, abuse of power and money laundering for illegally receiving about $10 million from SRC International, a former unit of now-defunct 1MDB. The 68-year-old had pleaded not guilty and consistently denies any wrongdoing. His lawyer, Shafi Abdullah, says he will again appeal against the verdict, this time at Malaysia's top tribunal, the Federal Court. To sport, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is backing Hobart's Belrive Oval as host for the fifth and final Men's Ashes Test. The match was originally scheduled to be held at Perth Stadium between the 14th and 18th of January, but Cricket Australia decided on Monday to relocate it due to Western Australia's strict COVID-19 rules. Every state and the ACT have made it clear they want to host the match, but Cricket Tasmania, having failed to host a test since 2016 and never being part of an Ashes series, is making a strong case to the national governing body. Mr. Morrison says he thinks it would be great for Tasmania to share in the Ashes series. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two and 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, a shower or two as well, 24. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 31. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.